bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Broadway a la Gran Vía. El programa de esta semana vamos a escuchar otro musical del genial compositor neoyorquino Stephen Sondheim. Se trata de A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, que podríamos traducir al castellano como Algo divertido ocurrió de camino al Forum, y es una comedia de situación ambientada en la antigua Roma. Es probable que a nuestros oyentes españoles no les suene de nada este título, pero si les digo que la película que se basó en este musical se llamó Golfus de Roma, seguramente reconocerán la obra. Se estrenó en Broadway en 1962 y ganó varios premios Tony, incluido el de Mejor Musical. Desde entonces se han realizado numerosas producciones tanto en Broadway como en el West End de Londres. Nosotros vamos a escuchar aquí la versión del casting de 1996. Nos encontramos en la antigua Roma. Todo ocurre en tres casas, una al lado de la otra. En la del centro vive Senex, con su mujer Domina y su hijo Hero. Algunos esclavos también, entre los que se encuentran Hysterium, que es el jefe de todos ellos, y Pseudolus, el verdadero protagonista de esta historia.
Playgoers, I bid you welcome. The theater is a temple, and we are here to worship the gods of comedy and tragedy. Tonight, I am pleased to announce a comedy. We shall employ every device we know in our desire to divert you. Something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something appealing, something appalling, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing with kings, nothing with crowns. Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. Old situations, new complications. Nothing portentous or polite. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight. Something expensive, something offensive, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Passions and potions, constant commotions, something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Nothing with kings, nothing with crowns. Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. Old situations, new complications. Nothing portentous or polite. Tragedy tomorrow, comedy tonight.
Something convulsive, something repulsive.
Something for everyone, a comedy tonight. Something aesthetic,
something balletic.
Something for everyone,
a comedy tonight.
Nothing with gods, nothing with fate.
Weighty affairs will just have to wait.
Nothing that's formal,
nothing that's normal.
No recitation to recite. It all takes place on a street in Rome, around and about these three houses. First, the house of Herodias, a befuddled old man, abroad now in search of his children, stolen in infancy by pirates. Lycus, a buyer and seller of the flesh of beautiful women. That's for those of you who have absolutely no interest in pirates. House of Senex, who lives here with his wife and son. Also in this house lives Pseudolus, slave to the sun. Pseudolus is probably my favorite character in the piece, a role of enormous variety and nuance, and played by an actor of such, well, let me put it this way, I play the part. Anything you ask for, comedy tonight. And now, the entire company! Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises, hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics, courtesans and eunuchs,
heroes and chasers,
baritones and basses,
panderers,
philanderers,
cupidity,
temerity,
mistakes,
fakes,
rhymes, lies,
tumblers, grumblers, fumblers, wumblers,
En la casa de al lado vive Marcus Licus, un hombre que se dedica a la compra-venta de bellas mujeres. Una de ellas destaca por encima de todas, la encantadora Filia. Hero, el hijo de Senex, confiesa a Pseudolus que está perdidamente enamorado de ella, y sin embargo la encantadora Filia pertenece a otro hombre.
Now that we're alone, may I tell you, I've been feeling very strange. Either something's in the air or else a change is happening in me. I think I know the cause. I hope I know the cause. From everything I've heard, there's only one cause it can be. Love, I hear, makes you sigh a lot. Also, love, I hear, leaves you weak. Love, I hear, makes you blush and turns you ashen. You try to speak with passion and squeak. I hear, love, they say, makes you pine away. But you pine away with an idiotic grin. I pine, I blush, I squeak, I squawk. Today I woke too weak to walk. What's love? I hear, I feel, I fear I'm in. See what I mean. Da 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 da. I hum a lot too. I'm dazed, I'm pale, I'm sick, I'm sore. I've never felt so well before. What's love? I hear, I feel, I fear. I know, I am, I'm sure, I mean. I hope, I trust, I pray, I must be in. Forgive me if I shout. Forgive me if I crawl. I've only just found out, and well, I thought you ought to know.
Pseudolus es el esclavo de Hero y desea por encima de todas las cosas comprar, ganar o robar su libertad. Está tan desesperado que propone a Hero ayudarle a conseguir a Philia a cambio de su libertad.
Pseudolus.
Yes, master.
Get me that girl.
And if I can,
you are free.
I am what?
Free.
Free. Oh, what a word. Oh, what a word. Say it again.
Free.
I've often thought, I've often dreamed how it would be. And yet I never thought I'd be once more
free.
But when you come to think of such things, a man should have the rights that all others. Can you imagine what it will be like when I am? Can you see me? Can you see me as a Roman with my head unbowed? Sing it good and loud.
Free!
Like a Roman, having rights, and like a Roman, proud. Can you see me?
I can see you.
Can you see me as a voter fighting graft and vice?
Sing it soft and nice.
Free! Why, I'll be so conscientious that I may vote twice. Can you see me? Can you see me? When I'm free to be whatever I want to be. Think what wonders I'll accomplish then. When the master that I serve is me and just me. Can you see me being equal with my countrymen? Can you see me being Pseudolus the citizen? Can you see me being give it to me once again?
Free!
That's it!
Free!
Yes!
Free.
Now not so fast, I didn't think. The way I am, I have a roof, 3 meals a day. And I don't have to pay a thing. I'm just a slave and everything's free. If I were free, then nothing would be free. And if I'm beaten now and then, what does it matter?
Free.
Can you see me? Can you see me as a poet writing poetry? All my verse will be
free.
A museum will have me pickled for posterity. Can you see me?
I can see you.
Can you see me as a lover, one of great renown? Women falling down.
Free?
No, but I'll buy the house of Lycus for my house in town. Can you see me? Can't you see me? Be you anything from king to baker of cakes. You're a vegetable unless you're free. It's a little word, but oh, the difference it makes. It's the necessary essence of democracy. It's the thing that every slave should have the right to be. And I soon will have the right to buy a slave for me. Can you see him? Well, I'll free him. When a Pseudolus can move, the universe shakes. But I'll never move until I'm free. Such a little word, but oh, the difference it makes. I'll be Pseudolus, the founder of a family. I'll be Pseudolus, the pillar of society. I'll be Pseudolus, the man, if I can only be
free.
Sing it!
Free!
Spell it!
F-R-double-E!
No, the long way!
F-R-E-E!
Pseudolus tiene un plan. Primero convence a Lycus, el propietario de Philia, hasta que llegue el capitán Miles Gloriosus, de que la joven es portadora de una plaga que viene de Creta, cuyo síntoma es que deja a los muertos sonriendo. La única opción es aislar a la pobre Philia en casa de Senex, el padre de Hero. Allí Philia y Hero se enamoran, pero ahora el problema es que la joven siente que pertenece al capitán Miles Gloriosus y una cortesana no puede olvidar su función.
I'm lovely, all I am.
one thing I can do. Winsome, what I am is winsome, radiant as in some dream come true. But I'm happy merely being lovely, for it's one thing I can give to you.
Philia?
Yes?
Say my name.
Just say your name?
Yes.
Very well. I have forgotten it.
It's Hero.
Oh, forgive me. Hero, I have no memory for names.
You don't need one. You don't need anything.
You're lovely, absolutely lovely. Who'd believe the loveliness of you? Winsome, sweet and warm and winsome, radiant as in some dream come true. Now Venus would seem tame, Helen and her thousand ships would have to die of shame.
And I'm happy, happy that you're lovely. Oh, there's one thing nothingness can do. It's a gift for me to share with you.
Pero Pseudolus conoce una poción gracias a la cual todo aquel que la toma cae inconsciente y olvida todo lo pasado. Para elaborar esta pócima necesita sudor de yegua, así que va en su búsqueda.
Maids like me are neat. I like maids, they're neat. Something no household should be without. Everybody ought to have 'em.
Everybody ought to have 'em.
Everybody ought to have a working girl. Everybody ought to have a lurking girl to put around the house. Everybody ought to have 'em,
everybody ought to have 'em.
Everybody ought to have a menial, consistently a congenial, and quieter than a mouse. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delicious, tidying up the dishes, neat as a pin. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delightful, sweeping out, sleeping in. Everybody ought to have 'em,
everybody ought to have 'em.
Someone who you hire when you're short of help, to offer you the sort of help you never get from a spouse. Fluttering up the stairway, shuttering up the windows, cluttering up the bedroom, buttering up the master, buttering all around the house. Oh, 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 wouldn't she be delicious, tidying up the dishes, neat as a pin. Oh, 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 wouldn't she be delightful, sweeping out, sleeping in. Everybody ought to have 'em,
everybody ought to have 'em.
Someone who, when fetching you your slipper, will be winsome as a whippoorwill and graceful as a grouse. Skittering down the hallway, flittering through the parlor, tittering in the pantry, littering up the bedroom, pottering all around the house.
A maid?
A maid?
A maid?
A maid?
Everybody ought to have a maid. Everybody ought to have a serving girl, a loyal and unswerving girl who's quieter than a mouse.
Oh, oh, think of her at the dustbin, especially when she's just been traipsing about. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delightful living in?
Giving out. Oh, everybody ought to have a maid.
happily collecting bits of paper and strings, appealing in her apron strings, beguiling in her blouse,
clattering through the attic,
chattering in the cellar,
clattering in the kitchen,
clattering in the bedroom,
pottering all around the house.
Someone who's efficient and reliable, obedient and pliable,
and quieter than a mouse.
Oh, oh, wouldn't she be so nimble, fiddling with her thimble, mending a gown. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delightful,
cleaning up, leaning down.
Oh! Everybody ought to have a maid. Someone who'll be busy as a bumblebee, and even if you grumble, be as graceful as a grouse.
Wriggling in the ante room, jiggling in the living room, giggling in the dining room,
wiggling in the other room,
sputtering all around the house.
A partir de este momento comienzan a sucederse todo tipo de situaciones cómicas de confusión, donde entra en acción otro de los vecinos, Erróneos, al que le hacen creer que su piso está embrujado.
Why did he look at her that way? Why did he look at her that way?
Must be my imagination.
She's a lovely blooming flower, he's just a sprout, impossible.
She's a lovely blooming flower, he's all worn out, impossible.
Just a fledgling in the nest,
just a man needs a rest.
He's a beamish boy at best.
Poor old fellow.
He's a child, he's too repressed, while she's full of life, impossible.
He's a man with chronic asthma, gout, and a wife, impossible.
Grumpy in the nursery,
he looks tired.
Son, sit on your father's knee.
Father, you can lean on me.
Him, impossible.
But why did she wave at him that way?
Why did she wave at him that way?
Could there be an explanation?
Women often want a father, she may want mine, it's possible.
He's a handsome lad of 20, I'm 39, it's possible.
Older men know so much more,
in a way I'm 44.
Next to him I'll seem a bore.
All right, 50!
Then again, he is my father, I ought to trust, impossible.
Then again, with love at my age, sometimes it's just impossible.
With a girl, I'm ill at ease.
I don't feel well.
Sir, about those birds and bees.
Son, a glass of water, please.
The situation's fraught,
fraughter than I thought,
with horrible, impossible.
Bien, la semana que viene veremos cómo termina esta alocada comedia de Stephen Sondheim. Hasta entonces.